Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hey, everybody. Buzz 24-7 brought to you by New Hampshire Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD. I'm going to do the entire segment in this particular tone and cadence of voice.
Let's
yes, that is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to continue with this particular pacing, and that is how I'm going to talk today. Okay?
Nice and smooth.
I don't know why. I mean, this. I just saw a picture of Trick cereal.
Yep.
And I'm like, wow, I bet that's good. I haven't had Trix cereal.
I don't even know when.
20 Trix was pretty good, man. I take Trix over Fruit Loops, by the way.
I don't know what Trix. Which one is that? Those corn balls?
Little corn balls, colored corn balls, fruit though, sugared cereal. That's why you don't eat it.
Oh, you know what? Then I liked is what are the just the plain yellow corn balls?
Yeah,
balls.
Kix.
Kix. Yes, Kix. I like those.
That's in the taste like shit aisle.
No, Kix are good.
Nah, I don't like
them. They have like sweet and little corn like puffs. I don't know.
They do have fruity Kix, which is kind of like Trix, you know. But anyway.
Yeah.
little Kix thing.
I had the Cheerios, the honey nut. They're actually shaped like hearts.
Yep.
Always,
that's my cereal lately.
Go to?
Yeah.
Can't lose
with
the honey nut.
I've been doing dry cereal in the morning.
Yeah. Can't lose with that. I didn't talk about this on the air, and I just mentioned it briefly to you guys before the beginning of the show. But I had an interesting day yesterday. Kelly, you don't know about this. I was out doing things, you know, going about my business and stuff, when I got the phone call from my sister, who calls, you know, and I didn't get it, so I picked up and called her right back, and you could tell right away. You know how you have one of those phone calls like, uh-oh.
This is really out of the ordinary.
But also, in the first opening seconds of the phone call, you realize this is not good.
Was okay. There panic?
You could hear the panic. The breathing is what kind of like threw it like, you know, and I'm like, okay, get ready, because here it comes. This is going to be bad. And I could talk about it on the 24-7. I don't want to talk about it on the air because I don't want to embarrass anybody, you know what I mean? Namely my parents.
Yeah.
But it's a thing that, you know, as you get older, you might deal with. So I know my parents aren't going to listen to this, so don't say anything to them if you happen to know them over this, okay? And it's nothing bad. It's nothing bad. But anyway, so my sister got a call from my parents' neighbor who said, the smoke alarms are going off in the house, and we can see smoke, and I don't know if anybody's in the house, you know, because the car was gone. And so the worry was, we don't know if your mom is in the house, right?
Yeah.
So my sister gets that call from a very awesome and concerned neighbor, which nowadays, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty dang nice.
Yes,
it is. But
for someone to do. They tried looking in and banging on the doors,
okay.
Right? So then you, in your mind, you ratchet it up to the next step. What if something happened?
Yep.
Right? And so I was several minutes away when my sister, who's further away, couldn't get there in time. So she's like, I don't know what to do. I said, I'm on my way. She had already called my brother. So anyway, I'm on my way. And now what's interesting is you get a call like that and you're going to it thinking, all right, it's probably nothing,
mm-hmm.
Right? But you're also thinking,
yep.
Holy shit, what if this is bad?
Emergency, yeah.
Right.
I thought Arnie had stopped cooking meth. That's
yeah. Right. No, he's never going to stop doing that, man. That's his bread and butter. You don't give up the blue ice.
You never give up the blue ice.
Forget it. But in the time that I'm driving, I was probably 10 minutes away where I was. So you're driving and you're thinking like, how fast can I go?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you put your emergency flashers on? As you're driving?
I've never done yes. that.
Yeah, we had to in our emergency. Cause
right.
I said, Jeff was about to stop at a red light, and I said, "You go if there's no cars, you go as
right.
fast as you can."
Absolutely.
And he didn't know how bad it was because I was in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Be safe, but get us there."
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even call the ambulance because I said, "We're not waiting that long."
This whole conversation makes me just...
But, I know,
no,
but
there's
it
a,
happens.
And you know what? If a cop came and pulled... there was no way that I was going to put more time in between getting to a hospital.
Right. Back in 2008, when we took Kate to Boston Children's, you know, I had to follow the ambulance. Valerie and Kate were in the ambulance. And they said, don't follow us. And I'm like, the hell I'm not. Because I'm going to a place I've never been, right? I'm not going to let you go through a yellow light and a trap. I stayed right up on that. I know, I'm not recommending it.
Yeah.
I know it's wrong.
Kate doesn't want you getting an accident.
I 100% know it's wrong, and they told me not to do it, and I understand that, and I would have accepted the responsibility should something happen. But I wasn't driving recklessly. I just stayed on the tail end of that thing. I wasn't giving it up. And so yesterday, when I'm driving, I'm like, okay, I know what the speed limit is. I could push it, but only a little bit,
yep.
right? Because you don't want to make it worse.
Nope.
And really, it's probably nothing, right? So I'm driving, and I'm thinking, okay, what happens? And I'm running through these scenarios in my mind, but I'm trying to be calm because the one thing I've learned is don't get upset about what you don't know.
Yeah.
Right? And so I get there, and, you know, they live in a little area where it's like 20 miles an hour. Yeah, it's less than 20. No, 15
Any speed
miles
bumps?
An hour. Yeah, with speed bumps. Yeah, I might have slightly disregarded that because the closer I got, the more anxious I got.
Mm-hmm.
I kept trying to call my brother. Nobody was answering. When you don't get an answer, you think the worst.
Yeah.
Right? So I ended up pulling in, and fire trucks were there in my mom's and dad's town, and I could see them from the bottom of the hill, and I'm like, oh, shit, this is going to be a and you steel yourself for whatever might happen, and still hoping for, you know, the fact that it was nothing. I'm up around the corner, and I see my parents both standing outside of the house. They were not home,
yeah.
right? So there was a sigh of relief, and it was a stupid, you know, Little pot of chicken,
yep.
little pan of chicken.
They were not home, but they left the
my
pot
dad
of chicken
had,
going?
My dad had a small pan, like a small pan,
right.
like a soup pan. And he put some water in it, was boiling a couple pieces of chicken. And then my mom said, hey, we got to go to the store and pick that up. And my dad said, okay, let's go.
And he forgot about his
he
chicken.
Put it on,
did he
put
forget
it,
about it, or did he just...
He forgot about
forgot
it.
About yeah. it.
A slow, it was on a slow boil, so yeah. he forgot about it. Wasn't making any noise. Wasn't creating any, you know, steam or anything. And, yeah, so that's what it was. And the fire department was already there.
So...
And my dad was just kind of
so,
like
the stove wasn't burned or anything. It was just a pot.
No, yeah, I don't think it ever caught on fire.
Yeah, it was
just
the smoke of
up,
the chicken, yeah.
You know, and because the smoke detectors are really loud,
the neighbors
their
here.
Neighbor, very, very nice woman, you know, called my sister who found her number on, you know, whatever. But, yeah, so it was just kind of crazy. You know, it was a little bit of a
phew
thing, yeah.
Did you feel bad?
I mean,
that's why he doesn't want to talk about it on the
yeah.
air.
Yeah. I don't want him to feel bad. It was a silly thing, and he was cool. But I mean, I didn't bust his balls or scold him or anything like that. You know, the older you get, the more you have to resist the temptation. Don't scold your parents because they're your friggin' parents, right? Don't scold them.
Sometimes you got to push a little bit.
I know, but you got to do. It's a fine line to
yes.
walk.
Yes.
Because in their mind, there's always yeah. going to be your dad or your mom. Yeah. You know.
They might kick you out.
Yeah, that's right. They might kick you out of the house, right? But it was one
but
of those.
Everything's okay.
Christ. Yeah, everything was fine.
And man, there's no damage or anything, or was.
I think the house was smoky.
Okay,
you know,
all right, yeah.
A little
gotta
bit.
Gotta do a little airing out.
Yeah, a little bit. So yeah, that was it. But it was one of those things where you get that call, and you know, I don't blame my sister. She got a freaked out call, and the neighbor's like, "I don't know if your mom's in the house," and that's a terrifying thing to think, mm-hmm. you know. But you drive, a 10-minute drive seems like a half an hour when you're driving
yeah.
in something like that. But
chicken still good?
No.
No.
The chicken was in the pan on the lawn when I got there.
Take out.
And they were
on
the
lawn.
Lawn. Mm. I thought it was funny. Fire department was there. Great, as always, responded
yeah.
very quickly. You know, kudos to the Rochester Fire Department, so thank you. But it was one of those moments that you deal with where, you know, especially as your parents get older, you know, that's the stuff you worry about. You know, you like we had to move from the house that they were in. They sold their house because the stairway in my parents' house was like it was like there are, I don't know, there are submarines with steps that aren't as steep as the ones that were in my parents' house.
Scary.
And you paranoid about that middle of the night phone call. So anyway, that was my day yesterday. At the beginning of the show, when Scotty's like, "How was your day yesterday?" I'm like, "It was good.
It was adventurous.
It was crazy."
Oh, that would.
So no shots of eagles and no chicken.
No, there was nothing. There was nothing. Uneventful.
Greg
thankfully,
got a,
uneventful.
Got a shot of a chicken.
Yeah,
a dead one.
You got a shot
Brown
of a chicken.
I was on my way to go to photograph. I never made it, but it was So anyway, I was on my way and I just cranked a Huey and then went back to the to what I thought would have been the fire, but there you go. So
get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
I'm glad everything's okay. These stories, they scare me.
Yeah, my dad, you know, felt like, I know it was stupid. Don't break my balls, you know.
Yep.
He didn't even have to say that. I just knew. I'm like, hey, it happens, man. It happens.
You know. Tell him in a joking way, hey, at least we got something to talk about on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, no, no.
Did you look at your dad and go, hey, listen, you didn't say not for air.
Yeah, no. I did not say that. I certainly didn't say not for the 24-7.
That's different.
No, you know, you just don't want, like, you know, people will go up to your parents and they'll say shit. And you just kind of go, all right, you know, that's not what happened. Don't represent it differently than we presented it on the air, because none of us ever have fun at our parents' expense unless we're the butt of the joke, right? Because we're very protective of each other's parents. So that's all. I just
your landlord,
especially when you're their landlord. Yeah, I didn't want people breaking their balls, because sometimes people try to be funny and they are. They're like with us and stuff like that. But our parents are different, and a lot of people in my hometown know my parents. You know, so. So let's not say anything to him. But everything turned out to be okay. So,
Except the chicken.
The chicken didn't end well.
Yeah,
didn't end well.
Did
for
you?
The,
did you get them food for dinner?
Did you offer to go get them something for dinner?
You know, I thought about it.
Like,
that's a no.
Maybe
you
got to
make them learn.
Yeah.
You should have had like Uber Eats just
should
drop
have to
off
eat
food.
It. Oh, no. I made him eat it. I said, it's right there.
Put your nose in it.
I grabbed my dad's nose and I put it in the burger.
Do you know how we learn? Do you know how we learn? Rub their nose in it.
Smell it. Eat it. No. My dad said, I think we'll be going out to eat tonight. So, you know, that's what it is. Because they're both vaccinated, so they can, you know, they're a little freer now, thank God. But, yeah. The things you think about and how you're going to handle them, the scenarios that you run over in your head when you have something like that happen are certainly unsettling. But it worked out as best as it possibly could. So, there you go. That was my day. That was my day yesterday. So, there's our first half of the buzz.
Yeah.
So, that was my day.
Let's go shopping.
Huh? Yeah,
let's
right.
go shopping.
You want to go shopping?
Yeah. Cooking on a budget.
Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget.
Lauren, Jay Boys.
Now, Laura says that full price, that's just for fools.
Because
Laura Boys believes that saving you money is cool. Tom, ladies and gentlemen. The only thing Laura does that's unsponsored, it is time for cooking on a budget. How has this even gotten this far without a sponsorship? I'm actually shocked. Not on you. I'm just asking.
Well, right? Yeah, and I don't know if it's because I talk about so many different grocery stores, because I don't, you know, I'm not pinpointing just one, and I don't want to play favorites.
No, I know you don't, but somebody smart out there should realize the value in this particular segment, because people dig it. You know, she writes it all online and everything like that. So, without any further ado, that's the feedback, by the way.
Oh, so on the speaker at the grocery store.
Attention shoppers, welcome to the market. And don't forget to stop in and see Kelly Charles Brown, who's at aisle number one. He's got all kinds of beer on sale, shoppers. And today he's got foreign and domestic. I don't care. I don't know the names, but see him in aisle one. All right? If you're looking for some chicken, stop and see Arnie in the meat section. He's got some burnt chicken.
There.
Thank you very much. Scott McMullen's in aisle four. He's restocking the Gerber baby food because some stupid wench knocked over about nine of them. Friggin' bitch. And down in aisle eight is Laura J. Boyce with Cooking on a Budget.
Okay, well, Greg, your foods of the week, and I gave you two this week because there's two things at Market Basket that I think you're going to like taking advantage of. Dave's Organic Breads. I think we've talked about them before. They have so many.
I thought
many...
it was the old lady at the checkout.
No.
I never heard of Dave's until I was driving behind the bread truck, and the guy's on the electric guitar.
And, you know, it's a rockin' bread, and people love it. They are
it's
organic.
A good bread.
A lot of 21 grams of wholesome grains in one of them. There's so many varieties. Well, you can get the wide sliced or the thin sliced. You're saving $2 this week, $3.99 a loaf, which you look at the loaves because I buy like the kids at Sandwich Wheat and it's only 99 cents. $3.99 for a loaf of good bread.
It's not,
this is good.
It's not cheap. Regularly, it's not cheap.
It's regular $5.99. You're saving $2 this
week. It's what you like. It's good bread.
So that at Market Basket. Also, another thing that I know you're going to like at Market Basket this week, two for $9 for rotisserie chickens.
But yeah, my wife loves them. So do the kids.
Yeah, by the way, and you can do so much with it if you're in a hurry. So that's your deals.
Good stuff.
Kelly, on the other side of things, I'm not impressed with the beer sales this week. Even when I went into Market Basket to look for anything on sale, I mean, $15.99 for Sam Adams? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Only thing at Market Basket that I found coming up starting on Sunday is $12.99 for Shed. And then at Shaw's, I found their Founders or the Harpoon Rec League, $15.99 for the 15 packs. Still not really impressed with any deals at any of the stores unless you want Pabst Blue Ribbon where it's 30-pack for $14.99. Roadkill.
I like that.
If you cared about Roadkill, you get it for them, but that's a whole other story.
Kelly, I will say I did put on your list this week. Normally, you're paying $7.99 for your bags of Blue Diamond almonds. They're on sale for $5.99. That's $2 a bag you're saving. So stock up at Market Basket starting on Sunday.
Starting on Sunday, $5. Plus, I have the coupon for $1.
Yes. Like so I'm you're paying $4.99.
Like I'm robbing the place of almonds.
Well, there you go. That's for you. Special. Roadkill, your sweets of the week. A couple weeks ago, I told Roadkill about these new colliders. And they're, you know, from Rolos to Almond Joys to Kit Kats to all these wonderful different candy bars mixed in with a pudding. And I know he loves his pudding. This week they're on sale at Market Basket, two for $4. So you might want to stock up again. Also in the bakery aisle at Market Basket, your fine dessert cake slices, just a slice so you can... You don't have to eat that whole cake. $1.79 a slice, and they have so many varieties, chocolate cake to carrot cake to cheesecakes. And at Hannaford, because you love your pudding, your four-pack snack pack puddings are on sale for $1.19. Four puddings for $1.19? That's like, whew.
That is really good.
Yes.
And they're really good.
Okay. Now, you like the butterscotch, don't you? Something weird?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Hannaford, your sales end on Saturday. Your boneless sirloin tips, $5.99 a pound. Now, these are just your plain tips, but you season them yourself. Great deal. But I'm going to tell you guys all a hint. I love going to the butcher area of Hannaford and getting the seasoned. I love their steakhouse tips. I like their sweet bourbon, their teriyaki. And even though those are on sale for $9.99 a pound this week, that's a good deal. But get this. They, in a bag, packaged up, prepackaged from Hannaford, have like 3 pounds or more all done up for you, right? $7.99 a pound for marinated steak tips. So when you go over to the butcher, don't say you want the ones where they dish it out and put it in the bag for you. Look over to the right of that. There'll be a bag that's already sealed up.
That's some damn research right here.
$7.99 a pound. I went 3 times this week. My freezer is loaded with steak tips because they're usually $15 a pound.
That's a deal.
That was really exciting.
Oh,
Okay, so your beef short ribs, I love short ribs. Those are on sale at Hannah for $5.99 a pound, and I have a recipe for short rib tostadas that I'll be making this weekend. Your grape tomatoes, two for $3. You'll need that for your creamy lemon garlic pasta primavera recipe. Now we'll head over to Aldi, where your sales end on Saturday. Cheapest place to get your tostadas, the hard shells, are at Aldi for $1.49. Asparagus, $1.39 a pound for your primavera. Sliced sourdough round, $3.09. You'll need this for your Georgia sandwich that I'll be making this week. Parmesan cheese, $1.99 for your primavera. Your best prices on cream cheese, jalapeno, cilantro, limes, and queso fresco, all at Aldi this week. Now we'll head over to Shaw's, where your sales start on Friday. Now, Shaw's played a trick on me last week.
Trickery!
And I'm sorry, because of their trick, I also sent you guys all that information. That T-Bones and Shrimp last week, they did a big surf and turf on like one of their pages, $7.99 a pound. So I went and I bought two T-Bones. I bought some shrimp. Yeah, surf and turf. Guess what they did? This week, they made it even cheaper. $5.47 a pound. So, even though I had T-Bones and Shrimp the other night, we're having them again next week. And I'm stocking up because they're cheaper.
I don't even know if I've ever had a T-bone.
Oh, you—it's the
I'm
best.
Sure
you get the New York Sirloin and the fillet.
Yeah,
you
know? I'm sure that when Andy was alive, you had a T-bone because he was always a T-bone.
I probably
it's
have.
The
I just
two
don't
best
remember it.
Cuts, and then you can gnaw on the bone. It's perfect. So yeah, T-bone and shrimps at Shaw's, $5.47 a pound. Now another great deal, and because I have primavera on the rest on the. Recipes this week: green beans, squash, zucchini, eggplant, plum tomatoes, broccoli crowns, 97 cents a pound across the board. So stock up on your veggies for that. Now we'll head over to Market Basket, where you're going to get your Gouda cheese for $6.99 a pound. You'll need that for your Georgia sandwich, your Hoffman super sharp cheddar for $4.49 a pound. And Market Basket this week, I haven't tried it yet, so I'm not really sure, but I will buy the butter and sugar corn. I don't need it, but Dylan will eat like 4 years of corn, loves it. And why not serve that when you grill up your T-bones and shrimp?
Mm-hmm.
Now your ideas for cooking this week. Short rib tostadas, so good. I'm going to use the Instapot because short ribs will only take about 40 minutes in there compared to letting them sit in the crock pot for 8 hours. But either or, I have a great recipe. You're using some Mitchell's salsa in with your short ribs and letting them cook so long, shredding up that meat and putting it on top of the tostada.
Is the Instapot the same thing as the rice cooker?
No, it's more like a pressure cooker.
Yeah, well, that's what the rice cooker
but
looks
it's,
like.
But it's only, yeah, it's only this big, right? And it only fits.
Oh, the rice cooker is probably,
yeah, I have
know,
a rice
maybe,
cooker too, but I don't even use it because the Instapot.
Yep,
cook in a hurry.
Didn't know that. Okay.
So great. You're going to do steak tips with bloomin' onion. I have a recipe for a bloomin'. Did I say it right? A bloomin' onion.
Yeah, you did that time.
You stick it in your air fryer and it'll cook nice and quick. And they compare it to what's the Outback Steakhouse. Their bloomin' onion. And there's also a recipe for their sauce. Creamy lemon garlic pasta primavera. The best thing about this is it's great for spring, summer when all your veggies are coming out. And now with all these veggies on sale at Shaw's, throw them in with some lemon butter cream sauce and you're all set to go. Your easy dinner for the week are the T-bone steak, shrimp, and corn on the cob. Throw it on the grill. And sandwiches. I've been telling you guys a new sandwich every week. This is called Georgia's Pimento Cheese Sandwich. It's served on your grilled sourdough, so it's like a grilled cheese, but it has in it roasted red peppers that are diced up with your cheddar cheese, your Gouda cheese, your cream cheese, your mayonnaise, and you're cooking on both sides, golden brown and ooey gooey cheesiness.
Ooey gooey.
Ooey gooey.
And that's it.
Cheesiness.
There you go. You can get all the, if you want to write this stuff down or check it again, it's all at her page, on Laura's page at morningbuzz.com.
Right. What is up? I'm ready to go.
Nicely done, Laura. Nicely done. I'm thinking now it's short ribs. That's all I got in my head now. Short ribs.
Yeah.
Delish. Thank you very much. All right. Enjoy the rest of the day, everybody.
You too, buddy.
Okay? And remember, check the stove before you leave.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody? All right. See you tomorrow.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.